Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is James Leslie, who's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Engineered Floors. James, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. Good to talk with you this morning.
Yeah, thanks for being with me. I want to talk to you about this announcement that's been breaking. Some people in Dalton have known this for a while because, you know, if you buy concrete and steel, people know it. But you're going public now with the fact that you're building a carpet tile plant that's a standalone plant. I want to get into that in just a minute. First, though, a little background, if you don't mind. We just finished our annual report, and it's just amazing that Engineered Floors is number 3 in size as far as your volume and carpet production, third largest carpet producer. This is our estimate, and I know you're a privately held company and may not wish to comment, but our estimate is that in 2016, you had about $660 million in sales. So that's amazing for a company that just started 7 years ago. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that, Kemp. And we have experienced some growth here at Engineered Floors. And being a private company, I will not comment on your numbers, but I appreciate your comments nevertheless.
All right, so let's talk about this carpet tile plant. Give us some details on it. I guess it's down there south of the main area of Dalton and kind of near that office you have on Connector 3, right?
Yes, it's about 5 minutes from our office if you were actually to head to our first Dalton plant away from the interstate off the south connector and then turn right. It's about a quarter of a mile or half mile down the road there. So it's very convenient in Whitfield County and very convenient to all of our other facilities. So it's very close by.
Okay. Give us a little perspective on the size of this thing.
Well, the first phase of the construction is going to be a little over half a million square feet, so it's going to be a significant size carpet tile facility.
And what will go on inside is tufting and finishing. That's the two processes. So I guess the question is, will there be any yarn production there as well?
No, there won't be yarn production at this facility. There'll be some backing operations, and we'll also consolidate some of our kinetics, which, of course, is our proprietary product for J&J. The kinetics production will be consolidated in this facility as well.
Okay. When will this plant be up and running?
The plan is to have the plant operational in early 2018.
The last question, just kind of specific to why Engineered Floor needs to build a carpet tile plant. Tell us why you needed to do this.
We are obviously experiencing some growth. I think most people see the numbers, and carpet tile is continuing to take share from Broadloom in the commercial space. Our carpet tile business with our new Main Street division is experiencing some growth, and we needed a larger facility to be able to handle and facilitate that growth in the future. So this is just part of our growth plans on the modular side of the business, as well as kinetics, because we are experiencing very, very rapid growth in kinetics, and we had to expand that operation as well.
All right. So for those people that aren't as close to the business as those that live in Dalton, know that Engineered Floors bought J&J, closed on it early last year, and up until this point, J&J obviously had a lot of carpet tile business and was making that in a plant that was a joint venture with Mannington Commercial. So you've kind of outgrown the capacity that you're going to be able to do in that joint venture plant, and so you're going out on your own. And another factor, big factor, like you said a minute ago, is this Pence business, because while you acquired J&J and you've continued to grow that business under the Engineered Floors umbrella, you entered the Main Street carpet tile business under the Pence brand. And I've seen where some communications from the company says that business is growing very fast, isn't it?
Yeah, that business has done very well, and we have just launched 12 products, and we've just launched our Pence displays, and those are shipping. They started shipping last week, so we've got a lot of things happening on the Pence side of the business.
Mm-hmm. Let's go over to Sam for just a minute. Sam being the largest Broadloom carpet plant in the country, I believe. It's roughly a 2.6 million square foot project. Are you finished building that, or what stage is that in now?
No, I've actually lost how many phases of expansion we've done to Sam.
Yeah.
I think we're somewhere between 5 and 6.
Yeah.
And it is not complete, and we are beginning another phase of expansion as we speak on that.
Okay. All right. So I guess that tells us that the business continues to grow. Let's talk about that for just a minute. How has business been so far this year, 2017?
I think 2017 has been a little better year, and I'm speaking residentially now, a little better year than last year, where we've seen probably strength on the multifamily builder side, and I would say from the retail side of the business, it would be at least as good as last year, if not slightly better than last year.
Your thoughts on, you know, last year the carpet as a whole dropped just a little bit, I mean 1.9% from a revenue perspective. Do you think that this year we'll see flat or maybe even some growth in the carpet business?
Yes, I think it'll be a slight year of growth. Mm-hmm. I think on a unit basis, carpet continues to hold units. On a total flooring perspective, it may not be growing as fast as some of the other segments, but it's certainly not shrinking either.
All right, James, congratulations on y'all's continued success in building this carpet tile plant down in Dalton. Been talking to James Leslie, the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Engineered Floors, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.